CliffCentral.com.
All right, we're going to talk to Anthea because, of course, the Reserve Bank did something that we were hoping they wouldn't do yesterday. They raised the repo rate. So we're going to check in with Anthea quickly. Hey, Anthea, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth.
I'm right. We weren't expecting, well, we might have expected this, but we didn't want this to happen, not right before Christmas.
I certainly wasn't expecting it. The rand is stronger. The oil price is lower. Inflation seems to be contained or steady, at least. So there was absolutely no reason, in my opinion, for the Reserve Bank to raise interest rates yesterday. And they only raised it by 0.25%, which also, in my opinion, is just an administrative nightmare. So I think what they've done is more damage to sentiment than actually making a difference in the economy. So the problem, of course, is that you've got low economic growth and high unemployment. And I know that they're concerned about high inflation, because that would lead to that would really indicate a stagflationary economic environment, which is very difficult to manage.
Sure.
But instead of targeting inflation, I think what you really need is economic growth and job creation. And then, of course, the argument is that maybe it's not the Reserve Bank's job to boost economic growth, but it's also probably not their job to make government's job more difficult.
Sure.
Which they are doing. So clearly we're not going to spend our way out of a recession if it does come around again.
So what do you think the major impact of this is going to be for most people? How is it going to affect you and me?
So the repo rate is now 6.7%, and prime lending, which is what consumers can borrow at, is 10.25%, and you will definitely feel it in your pocket. I mean, you've already felt through this year, last year and this year, the higher inflation hurting your pocket, the higher petrol price, higher food prices, meat prices. And so now when your car repayments and your mortgage repayments go up, you'll have less money at the end of the month, and that's basically what it is. You know, we spoke about retail sales on Monday, didn't we? Because last week it came out at 0.6% and we were expecting an increase of 2%. So very disappointing. And I said that maybe it was people were holding back their money for Black Friday or for Christmas shopping or just a nice Christmas, basically. And I think I think it's going to impact that, because what you want, the retailers really are suffering. Yesterday we had Tiger Brands results out. It was shocking. It was horrible. I mean, of course, Tiger Brands have other issues besides just people not buying their products, margin issues, and shoppers going on to using or purchasing lower priced products than Tiger Brands delivers.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, so people are shopping down.
Well, this is great news just before Black Friday, which is supposed to be this huge day for sales, and the government, typically our government, just cannot put their foot in the right place. They've decided, no, we'll screw these people before they can even go and enjoy their Black Friday bargains.
And how ridiculous is it? Because we all know, I spoke about this last week, that there is an additional between 1.50 and 2 rand. I think it's closer to 2 rand now because the rand's so much stronger. In excess in the petrol price. So we should get a petrol price decrease next week, I think. But now the government's they've taken it back by putting up our mortgages and our car repayments.
Yeah, you're just being screwed left, right, and center. And we're also probably looking at a tax increase next year, aren't we? That's what people are saying.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about that.
That is all we need. But let's just for a moment try to be optimistic, because otherwise we'll tear our hair out. Are there any advantages to this? I mean, if you have money and you let's say you have money in an interest-bearing account, this helps you a little bit, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. It's bad for borrowers, good for savers, basically, is what it is.
Right.
And if you're interested, the Reserve Bank is looking for a new MPC committee member, mm-hmm. and they are looking for an external. So I'll give you the email address to send your CV to if you wish.
No, I think I'll be all right. You don't need an idiot. You don't need an idiot like me in there. Just, you know, I would ruin everything. I think.
I think you understand the impact it has on the consumer, their decisions. So that's exactly what they need.
I feel like the South Africans who are productive and work hard and get into taxis at 3 a.m. and go off to do backbreaking work every day are the ones who get punished every time. The extremely rich don't feel a 0.25% increase in any kind of rate. And the very, very, very poor who don't have jobs, they don't feel it either, because to them, you know, things just go up or down and they don't necessarily have any hold on it and they don't have any control over it. And they're living in squalor anyway. So what's more squalor? You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. You do understand.
It's the productive people. So like, they're just screwing the productive, the middle classes, the people who are working hard, who are trying to put their kids through varsity or through high school. It's just so unfair. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, the Reserve Bank did explain it by saying global inflation is on a steady upward trajectory and the U.S. are going to raise rates. And so when that happens, our rand could weaken. And so they may be trying to stave that off and they're looking into the future. But it makes no sense. It still makes no sense to me. I think it was an unnecessary decision. And if they really wanted to have an impact, they should have raised it by 50 basis points, 0.5% instead of 0.25%. Like, what was the point of yesterday, really?
Right. Well, who knows? We'll have to see. And maybe they can explain themselves more eloquently over the next few days. People are probably furious. I'm sure they are, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, my sector is definitely furious. And the market just didn't know how to react to it. Initially, the market kind of just stood still. Granted, it was Thanksgiving yesterday and the U.S. wasn't open. But it was as if, like, the market just paused and went, this can't be right. And then, of course, the rand strengthened from, like, 13.95 to 13.73, which is nice for some. But, it was a bit of a shock to us.
That's just because people can get... You know, mostly in foreign markets, can get more interest on their money here. That's all. That's the only reason they went up.
Gareth, I'm definitely sending your CV in. You do understand.
Thank God I'm getting something right. Hooray. All right, this is good. After all these years, Anthea, I'm learning.
Well done. All right, have awesome. A good weekend.
Well, you try too. Don't be too depressed about the repo rate going up.
Okay, thank you.
Anthea Gardner, there we are. CliffCentral.com.